State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. School is almost over for the year, and One Detroit High School has lots to celebrate. See, their entire graduating class has been accepted to college. Most of the students live in poverty, and in most cases, they are the first in their family to go to college. For our State of Opportunity project, I wanted to know, what is the secret to the school's success? 4 days a week, Idalis Longoria does what pretty much all high school juniors do. She goes to school, takes notes in class, hangs out with her friends in the cafeteria. But on the fifth day of the week, well, take a listen.
Cheryl, 18 was asking about the umbilical cord. She had some questions about it.
Once a week, Longoria trades in her Catholic school uniform for a pair of light blue scrubs. She then makes her way around the birthing floor for her rounds at St. Mary's Hospital near Detroit.
Knock, knock. Do you need anything?
Good, thank you.
You're good? Mm-hmm. Sure? Okay.
It might not sound like it, but this is her homework. See, Longoria, who is 17 years old, goes to Cristo Rey. It's a college prep Catholic high school in Detroit, one of 25 around the country. The schools are specifically for low-income kids, the vast majority of whom are either Hispanic, like Longoria, or Black. Here's how it works. One day a week, beginning as freshmen, the students go to work for a white-collar company, a law firm, say, or the IT department at Chrysler. The company, in turn, agrees to pay most of the students' school tuition. Debbie Ainsworth directs the birthing center where Idalis Longoria works. She says in the beginning, she was pretty nervous about the whole arrangement. I mean, having 14-year-olds do clinical work is pretty intense. But Ainsworth is a total convert now.
We are like 60 moms for them, the poor things, you know. Did you do your homework? Did you this? Did you do? You got to do better. But it's 60 role models. Some of us are single moms. Some of us aren't. They've seen women who may have had a difficult life or a difficult road to travel, who've made something really special with their lives and are making good money and can support their families, and that they can too, you know.
There have been 3 graduating classes since Cristo Rey opened in Detroit. And for 3 years in a row, every single senior has been accepted to college. Still, the school can't make up for years of disadvantage most of these students face. Mike Corey is president of Detroit's Cristo Rey. He says most of the students at a school come in 1 or 2 years behind in reading and math, so getting them up to grade level is a challenge. And their standardized test scores are still below the national average. But he says the jobs program at Cristo Rey helps to start level the playing field between rich kids and poor kids.
I kind of consider the jobs program our kids' country club. So while their parents might belong to the country club where they can get referrals and recommendations to kind of open the doors for their children, our students have their job partners who are doing that exact same thing for them.
They're hiring the students for summer jobs, counseling them about which colleges to apply to, even writing up recommendations to go along with their college applications. Back at the St. Mary's Hospital Birthing Center, Idalis Longoria takes a breather between rounds to tell me how much her life has changed. Before she enrolled at Cristo Rey and started working at the hospital, she says college was sort of this abstract idea, something she only half thought about.
But then I got here and I realized how important it is and how, you know, if I want to be as successful as, you know, the people that I work here, then it's absolutely mandatory, and I have to do good, and I have to get into a good college at that.
Her top choice? The University of Michigan. If she gets in, she will be the first in her family to go to college and, hopefully, graduate. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.